Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a major storm is creating havoc in portions of the state of Texas. The mayor of Houston, Texas, is calling on residents to do their part to ensure minimal loss of life in southeastern Texas as Tropical Storm Harvey causes unprecedented flooding. Sylvester Turner told a press conference today that over 2,000 calls asking for help had been received as of today. He also detailed a number of additional resources, including opening up community centers to be used as shelters and adding 40 more boats to rescue operations. Turner also echoed police warnings to residents to go to their roofs and not their attics should their homes begin flooding. We get more now from VOA's Celia Mendoza in Houston.
Houston is bracing for catastrophic flooding. That's the term used by the National Weather Center, which also confirmed at least 1,000 water rescues in the city of Houston. At least 10 members of a family were rescued from the attic of their home. Police initially, as well as all the emergency crews, were using buses to try to mobilize people to shelters. However, that has changed due to the conditions. They are using military equipment, military transportation to be able to bring people to safety. Authorities are asking people to not leave their homes if they don't have to, even if they see that it's not high waters where they are, because around the city, the authorities have actually identified locations where it's impossible for cars to actually go through.
VOA's Celia Mendoza in Houston. The National Weather Service now says some parts of the city and suburbs may receive a record 50 inches of rain. This is VOA News. Guatemala's Constitutional Court says it has blocked President Jimmy Morales' order to expel the head of the UN Anti-Corruption Commission. Court President Francisco de Matavela says the two requests for an injunction had been filed. Morales announced Sunday via a video posted on Twitter that he was expelling Ivan Velasquez, head of the UN Commission Against Impunity and Corruption, immediately. On Friday, Velasquez and Guatemala's chief prosecutor announced they would seek the removal of Morales' immunity so he could be investigated for campaign finance violations. India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states as it prepares for the sentencing Monday of a self-styled God man whose followers went on a rampage after he was convicted of rape on Friday. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult Dera Sacha Sauda has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned down gas stations and train stations and torched vehicles after a local court found him guilty of raping two women in a 2002 case. The U.S. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, says he disagrees with President Trump's decision to pardon former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio less than a month after he was convicted of criminal contempt in a case involving his department's racial profiling policy. A statement issued by Ryan's office said law enforcement officials have a special responsibility to respect the rights of everyone in the United States. He said we should not allow anyone to believe that responsibility is diminished by this pardon. Both Republican senators from Arizona, John McCain and Jeff Flake, were also critical of the move. In a statement late Friday, the White House said of Arpaio, throughout his time as sheriff, Arpaio continued his life's work of protecting the public from the scourges of crime and illegal immigration. Police in Pakistan have used tear gas and batons to disperse anti-U.S. protesters in the southern port city of Karachi. Police say they took action today when a group of Shiite students tried to march toward the U.S. consulate and an officer was injured in the process. U.S. President Trump, in a speech announcing a new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia, accused Pakistan of giving safe haven to extremists who kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Pakistan has rejected the accusation, saying its troops engage militants and the nation has sacrificed in the war against terror. In Islamabad, a group held a peaceful Defense of Pakistan rally condemning U.S. policy on Sunday. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Good evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English to Africa Voice of America. Thanks for joining us, and I'm Kwame Ofori in Washington.
It's not only unconstitutional, but it is a contradiction of what the president said when he had just come to power, that the world, Africa's problem are not the people, but the leaders who overstay in power.
A top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian kicks against the ruling party's plan to amend the constitution.
It is very unfortunate, and I think it's just a continuation of the behavior in the past 2 years of the regime to try to crack down on all the voices of criticism against the government.
The Speaker of the Tanzanian National Assembly says the lawmaking body is tired of misbehaving parliamentarians.
As a country, we continue to be very appreciative of the African solidarity we continue to get in terms of responding to our crisis.
And the Sierra Leonean government calls for more international assistance following the recent torrential mudslides. These stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. Parliamentarians from the Ugandan ruling National Resistance Movement, NRM, plan to soon table a measure to amend the constitution. The amendment will seek to remove age limits, which would enable longtime President Yoweri Museveni to run for additional terms. Civil society and opposition groups have kicked against the move. Museveni became president of the East African country on January 29, 1986. Opponents say he should peacefully hand over power when his term expires. Robert Sentamu, popularly called Bobby Wine, a top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian, told me he is determined to resist attempts by the ruling party lawmakers to amend this constitution.
I would say that it's not only unconstitutional, but it is a contradiction of what the president said when he had just come to power, that the world, Africa's problem are not the people, but the leaders who overstay in power. So I would definitely disagree with it, and I would expect every patriotic Ugandan to disagree with that idea, because that's a dictatorship.
Are you bringing your supporters in your constituency and around the country regarding this debate, that the NRM plans to table a constitutional amendment that will enable President Museveni to seek another term?
Yeah, you have seen already people getting rough with their representatives because they've tried to table that bill. People on the ground are disagreeing with that because they desperately want change.
What influence are you bringing to this debate in Parliament and across the country?
Well, I know that the NRM has the majority in Parliament, but that is not a guarantee that they will get what they want. My role is to sensitize the general electorate, the general population, to know the dangers of a leader overstaying in power. And because they are the ultimate decision makers, we are charging them to resist any constitutional amendment so that we can have a chance of a peaceful transition of power. So my focus is on the population and not on the parliament.
Looking at how they are a majority in parliament, why are you so confident that they will not get the parliamentary majority they need to amend the constitution? Why are you so confident?
I am confident because I know that even the NRM members of parliament have brains of their own. They have minds of their own, and they know what is good for the country. Well, I know many of them only went into leadership or politics for the money, and they are ready to pass anything for as long as they are paid. But I strongly believe that even within the NRM, we have very sober-minded and very patriotic members of parliament, and they will disagree with that amendment, just like they disagreed with the Land Amendment Act.
Have you approached any members of the NRM in parliament since you were voted for and you went to parliament, talking to them about the need not to do this, amend the constitution?
Yes, yes. I'm personally trying to lobby as many of my NRM friends as possible to reject it, and they're responding well. I lobbied them to reject the land amendment bill, and they rejected it even before the president himself. So I will go right ahead to sensitize in a friendly manner my NRM friends who are members of parliament to see that they also see the light and act as their people would love them to act.
As your main job being a musician and a lyricist, are you going to come up with a song soon about this amendment that the NRM seeks?
I don't intend to be confrontational with anybody. Instead, I intend to be persuasive. I want, similarly, the same way that I persuade the general population to reject bad ideas, is the same way I will try to persuade the members of parliament, especially the NRM members of parliament, to see that they reject bad ideas, even if they are coming from within their party.
Are you going to use music as your tool in this persuasion effort?
I will use my music wherever necessary. Wherever my music can play a part to bring positive change, I will use it, because music hits without causing pain.
Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, popularly called Obi Wine, is a top Ugandan musician turned parliamentarian. He spoke with Peter Clote from the capital, Kampala. Job Ndugai, the Speaker of the Tanzanian National Assembly, says Parliament is tired of legislators who misbehave in the lawmaking body. He, however, added that Parliament is not mandated to institute punitive action against the misbehaving parliamentarians. The Speaker's remarks received sharp criticisms from opposition and civil society groups, saying his pronouncement is an attempt to silence opponents of the administration who criticize the government. For more reaction, Peter Clote reached Ismail Jusa, spokesperson for the Tanzanian opposition Civic United Front.
While we see it is very unfortunate, and I think it's just a continuation of the behavior in the past 2 years of the regime to try to crack down on all the voices of criticism against the government. What is termed as misbehavior by members of parliament actually is by the members of parliament to stand up and defend people's interest in the parliament. It is when they challenge the government, when the chair of the speaker, that also includes the deputy speaker, is used to try to silence members of parliament from the opposition and to try to kill meaningful debate in the house, and members protest against that. This is what is called misbehavior.
Some Tanzanians are saying members of parliament are adults. They are not children, so you cannot say that they are misbehaving. Although the Speaker of Parliament said the Parliament is not mandated to penalize these misbehaving lawmakers, do you share in the assessment that these are men and women of integrity who have been voted for and shouldn't be spoken about like that as if they are children?
Exactly. And actually, if you follow from the example of the region, actually, Tanzanian parliamentarians are far, far more polite because that's the way Tanzania have conducted their affairs. Actually, for example, if you compare to what is happening in Kenya or in Uganda. And to the contrary, actually, what the Speaker and all those responsible for the management of the House have been doing, actually, is to really cause disrepute for the House, because we have never witnessed in the history of Tanzania since independence to see actually armed policemen entering the debating chamber of the House, actually trying to arrest members of parliament while speaking actually on the orders of the Speaker, but also actually whenever an opposition member of parliament rose up to seek any clarification or to raise a point of order or to raise an issue of a breach of standing orders of the House, actually, these are all never given a chance by the chair. And this is what is calling as a problem between the members of parliament and the speaker and his deputy.
President John Magufuli has said that there should be more prosecution of corrupt public officials, and he called on the state apparatus to investigate thoroughly and prosecute these government officials who have stolen public funds. Do you agree with this assessment?
Well, I think the statement as it is, actually, it's not having any problem as far as it will be taken and implemented, actually, according to the law. The problem is that when such kind of statements are seen as instructions, and therefore people are forced, like those who work in the public prosecution or are working, for example, in the judiciary. They see it as like instruction given to them that they should give conviction against those who are brought before them, actually, whether they are really like guilty or not. And this is what is happening in Tanzania right now. Also, actually, we shouldn't see double standards, actually. For example, actually, this very famous case of escrow saga, actually, involving IPTL, the company that is supposed to provide electricity for Tanzania. There's a big scandal in that, actually. You find, actually, that while the beneficiary of this escrow account have been taken to court, those who really approved the payment of such billions of shillings, actually, from the government side have not been taken to court. But also there are some like senior CCM politicians, including the former Attorney General of Tanzania, Andrew Chenge, a former Minister Tibaijuka, who themselves actually got 1.4 billion shillings, each of them, and have not been taken to court. One former minister, William Geleje, actually came out publicly to admit that he took 40 million shillings out of that distribution. He has not been taken to court. The law is applied discriminately against those who are seen as enemies of the regime, and those who are seen actually coming from the ruling party are being protected.
But Mr. Ismael, some Tanzanians are saying the opposition parties have been too timid. Both the CUF, your party, and the Chadema opposition party have been too timid, irrespective of the constitution being violated.
Well, I don't think that we have been timid. Actually, we have been criticizing the government. We have been like vocal. But as you all know, actually, that it has all been like a cat and mouse game here. Actually, that. The number of arrests that have been done against members of parliament from the opposition, whenever actually they try to criticize the government, actually, so many actually. For example, actually, we've got the opposition chief, Honorable Tundu Lissu, who has been arrested almost for 6 times actually in the past few months.
Ismael Jusa is the spokesperson for Tanzanian opposition Civic United Front. He spoke with Peter Kloti from Zanzibar. Officials say the Sierra Leonean government is grateful to the Ghanaian and Nigerian administrations for demonstrating good neighborliness following the recent torrential mudslides. According to the government, the tragedy has left over 500 people dead and over 600 missing. President Ernest Bai Koroma has called on the international community to assist the West African nation grappling with the aftermath of the tragedy. For more about the current situation in Sierra Leone, Peter Kloti reached Abdoulaye Bérété, spokesperson for the President Ernest Bai Koroma, at the Emergency Relief Center in the capital, Freetown.
As a country, we continue to be very appreciative of the African solidarity we continue to get in terms of responding to our crisis. And as I'm speaking to you, the Ghanaian government, for instance, just yesterday, apart from the donations they have been giving us, they've also sent us generators. They sent us over 2,000 bags of rice, medical supplies. The same with the Nigerian government. The Nigerian government, of course, using their military flight, they've been coming with particularly various medical supplies, from antibiotics, targeting particularly the young people, so that at the end of the day, the kids there, all of them will be able to support each other. And also, the Qatari government, but so far, the Moroccan government as well has been here.
The president, I heard, is still calling on the international community for help following this disaster that recently happened in Sierra Leone, talking about the flooding and the mudslides that left, you know, hundreds of people dead and many more displaced from their homes.
Absolutely, that is correct. And the reason why we continue to appeal, there is a World Bank assessment in country as well as to undertake a risk assessment. The World Bank, for instance, has agreed that they are going to support us with $500 million within 3 years, and that the existing project that we are on, it is almost totaling to about another $13 million. But for us, though, as a government, the president has been very clear. Whilst we do appreciate all this relief items, we need support also for a permanent relocation of our people. Because year in, year out, government has been struggling with this challenge of having to address this flood issue.
What will the government do with these flood-prone areas? As you said, this is not the first time it's been happening. What immediate steps will the government take to try to address this problem of residents who illegally put up structures in these flood-prone areas?
Well, the immediate step we are doing now is we are doing a relocation. We are evacuating all the disaster-prone areas, and we've identified two large areas in the west end of the city. That is at a place called Old School at Hill Station and also at Juba Barracks, the vicinity there. Then the government has started, through support from our partners on locally, to construct two-bedroom houses at a place called Mile 6. But again, the challenge there is, we needed to move on a long-term basis with the provision of affordable housing so that as we relocate people from all the disaster-prone areas, we should be able to put a strategy to decentralize as well as to depopulate the Freetown, which of course as a direct result of the war we had in the 90s, we had a population explosion. So this is where we believe coming to the support of Sierra Leone in this journey. It's one that we wanted. That way, we'll be able to, on a permanent basis, address this issue of flooding as we move on to enforce the law again as a country.
As a people, what have Sierra Leoneans learned? What are the lessons learned in this? And as a government, what are the lessons learned moving forward to try to prevent this from happening next year?
Well, the lessons are two-pronged. We have specialized government agencies that are responsible for the issuance of permits for people to construct houses. Let us enforce the law as a government in a very robust way. Of course, we can do that with compassion. And also, people, Sierra Leoneans, some of us have been to these forested areas. When the guards went there to enforce the law, they were unfortunately lynched and killed, others pelted with stones. But as I said, at this dire need of our trauma, we are not casting any blame or aspersion on anybody. But at the same time, though, we should be able as a nation, the donor community at one point will be fatigued in terms of support. Let us also take the leadership in our country, which President Koroma continues to provide. That way, we'll be able to get it right. That way, we'll be able to move on, particularly when Sierra Leone is a party to the Paris Climate Agreement.
Abdoulaye Berete is a spokesman for the Sierra Leonean president, Ernest Bai Koroma. He spoke with Peter Clote from Freetown. I am Kwame Ofori, handing over to Peter Clote after this break.
And thank you very much, Kwame. A number of factors can go into helping an entrepreneur build a great company. They include a solid business plan, a marketing opportunity, and simple good luck. However, a dedicated mentor can make the crucial difference between failure and success. VOA's Adam Phillips has this report and a US-based mentoring program that connect talented emerging women leaders from all over the world with powerful American women dedicated to mentoring them.
Deep within a U.S. State Department building near the United Nations, 21 women from 15 countries were talking and laughing together and saying bittersweet goodbyes. It was the final hour of this year's four-week Fortune Global Women's Mentoring Partnership. The annual program is co-sponsored by the State Department, along with the Fortune Most Powerful Women Network, an elite group of leaders mostly from the business world, and Vital Voices, a global NGO dedicated to women's empowerment. Chris Miner directs the program for the State Department. She explains to VOA why the State Department promotes international mentorship and why it focuses on women.
The State Department wants to support economic development for men and women around the world to create more stable communities, to provide people in those communities the opportunity to have a job, to feel fulfilled, and this is one way to do that. And we invest in women leaders because we recognize that they are the peace builders in their own communities and that they will go back with the skills and the connections that they've gotten in the U.S. and create opportunities for people in their own communities and offer mentoring programs for women and girls and education for people in their own countries.
Mentee Philomena Maburu is the founder and CEO of Fina Consulting, a successful Nairobi-based technology company. Maburu is passionate about creating opportunities for Kenya's many underemployed technology graduates. She hopes that outsourcing their app-building skills to American companies will help create many jobs.
I don't really know whether what we are selling is going to sell in America. So part of the mentorship was, is what we're offering as a service viable there? And at what price?
Maburu was paired with mentor Amy Lucia, a senior branding executive at Blackbaud. It's a global firm specializing in fundraising and software for nonprofit groups. Lucia put Maburu in touch with the company's outsourcing experts.
So that I could understand what it is that they look for in a vendor so that I would be able to provide that for my American clients. And most of them spoke hugely to the fact that they like collaboration.
Like Maburu, Shema Kadri of Cairo wants to combine her business skills with her desire to help society. She runs a small independent survey company dedicated to collecting and sharing public opinion data. Her company also trains children in critical thinking. She hoped the mentorship program would help grow her business and even promote democracy in Egypt.
So they were talking to me about mergers and acquisition and how to grasp opportunities in the market, how to use technology and how we should present ourselves.
Bakadri says the main takeaway for her was about leadership and values, not the technical details of running a business. Her mentor was Deanna Mulligan, president and CEO of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America.
She's a great lady and she leads by values. For example, people were the focus of the company. Everyone is accountable for getting the business to be successful. So everyone was giving ownership to the company.
Program head Chris Miner says mentoring also offers high-powered American businesswomen a cherished opportunity to help others. This creates a lasting bond with participants.
I see them arrive with great ambitions, and I see them leave with practical advice on how to change their worlds and with these relationships that I know will continue forever. I think there is a goal among women to help each other and to help each other succeed. So there's a lot of giving back even after the program is over.
Examples abound. One company donated fish processing equipment to a Ugandan entrepreneur. Another time, a group of mentors pooled resources to buy a bus for a South African participant to transport the orphans she mentors. We're all sisters now, said one participant, and sisterhood is powerful. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Sudan's maternal mortality rates are among the highest in the world. The Carter Center, which has worked with the Sudanese people since the 1980s to help resolve conflict and prevent diseases, is partnering with the government of Sudan on a five-year plan to improve maternal health care across the country. For VOA, Ian Buer has more from Washington.
In 2015, the last year such numbers were available, Sudan had 311 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births. When compared to 216 per 100,000 live births globally, that ratio is alarming, according to Stephen Blount, the Carter Center's Director of Special Health Projects.
Sudan has among the highest maternal mortality rates in the Eastern Mediterranean region of the World Health Organization. That's the reason that the government of Sudan, in asking the Carter Center to assist them, asked that our assistance focus on increasing the number and increasing the competency of health workers devoted to improving maternal and child health.
The Carter Center, a nonprofit NGO founded by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, is working with Sudan's Federal Ministry of Health and the Qatar Fund for Development on a five-year initiative to increase the skills of healthcare professionals, including midwives, and to update equipment and health protocols in the country. Maternal mortality has improved since 1960. When 744 mothers died out of 100,000 live births in Sudan. Blount says the decline is due in part to increased availability of health care in rural areas.
Another reason that the effort has improved is the availability of treatment, supplies, medications, and so on are increasingly being focused in the rural areas where the problem is the greatest.
The Carter Center says the goal is to train 265 faculty and 10,000 midwives and community health care workers over the next 5 years.
There are four elements of the project. One is to upgrade and modernize the curriculum for the training of those health workers, one. The second is increasing the skills of local Sudanese instructors in these schools of nursing and midwifery. So a train-the-trainers effort so that they can become more self-reliant in terms of teaching and using more modern pedagogical skills.
Blount says improving the learning environment with updated equipment, as well as monitoring and evaluating the program, are two other elements to the project. Under the Carter Center initiative, 50 Sudanese healthcare institutions are expected to improve their ability to train future healthcare workers, with the hope that new curriculum will translate into a marked decline in maternal mortality across Sudan. Ayan Bior for VOA News, Washington.
This is the Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, music from our African collection, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Juna, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect a flashback with music from the continent.
Kiwa mzogaji, akia mungu wapati
Silipendwa
Mapenzi ya video, nata kutoa kamasi Eti nikinywa maji, na kuona kwenye glasi
Silipendwa
Kupiga chabo geto
Silipendwa
Kono na deto
Silipendwa
Sunche na kapeto
Silipendwa
Manje ina mobeto
Silipendwa
Izo ni zama za kale Sangulo mapepe kale Bolingondo molo
Silipendwa
Twanga chipolo polo
Silipendwa
Simba wa Morogoro
Silipendwa
Tani spati skari kuru kabisa
Silipendwa
Ivi yukwa piembi dogo alatifa
Silipendwa
Babu tale wapi papa misifa
Silipendwa
Squeezy party atuenda gikibisa
Silipendwa
Mpira na pele
Silipendwa
Tanu na nyerere
Silipendwa
Ashangedere
Silipendwa
Alusi mabere
Silipendwa
Eti uze nyumba weke shimaba Lazimishe ale kukata Sabuni kicherema
Silipendwa
Mabanda ya sinema
Silipendwa
Ibumba na mlema
Silipendwa
Daimondi na wema
Silipendwa
Izo ni zama za kale
Zama za
Sambulo mapepe kale
Kale yo
Nagina sogi dogi
Silipendwa
Chanali analogi
Silipendwa
Uviza saibogi
Silipendwa
Panda meanodi
Silipendwa
Unani bipungu pigie umeiweka vocha
Chano
Ule wewe lipe mie umeniona rofa
Tena
Na madada wenye majina Acheni visa Unaita ukaledina Unakwenda tisa
Nywele za kichina
Silipendwa Pochi za kwa zima
Silipendwa
Sena na betina
Silipendwa
Bashite kwa jima
Silipendwa
Izo ni zama za kama
za zamani
Sangulo mapepe kani Na mitaba chani TV kwa jirani
Silipendwa
Akira ifani
Silipendwa
Zari haifani
Silipendwa
Ya nini kunichunguza naishi wapi
Silipendwa
Nala chapati kwa maini ya umakati
Silipendwa
Kuto kunikalia chini unakamati Oh ya rabi masikini kunizihaki Mama pangala
Silipendwa
Kifanki kajala
Silipendwa
Onyango na jangala
Silipendwa
Lufufu mkandala
Silipendwa
Feni nirido modomo Tutupia nitunguli Kisa pesa za mbomo Musimu wa makufuli Bongo mani yondo
Silipendwa
Sikinde msondo
Silipendwa
Magari ya udongo
Silipendwa
Abu walori yondo Silipendwa
Izo ni zama za kale
Silivu maga sana
Sangulo mapepe kale
Tiviza kichogo
Silipendwa
Wakina mandojo
Silipendwa
Agina iogo
Silipendwa
Akina tupogo
Silipendwa
Eti msiba ukiona bundi Unataka kupagawa Tulale makundi makundi Kuogo papo popawa Chuena Nitampata wapi
Silipendwa
Chuena Wazile nyakati
Silipendwa
Kujifanya mapanga zuna Eti wamepinda Wengine wabeba vyuma Na kuna malinda
Zidi amini dada
Zilipendwa
Miuno ya echi baba
Zilipendwa
Domo cha ijabu
Zilipendwa
Nichezo ya kibaba baba
Zilipendwa
Wale wapiga madili sasa limbaya
Zilipendwa
Hizi zama za Magufuli siza jakaya
Zilipendwa
Ugombi wa Mr. Nice na dudu baya
Zilipendwa
Fika tuni vya madenge baba ubaya
Zilipendwa
Mwago mchungu Mr. Bini Wapi bambo Wale wasamiaji wa melini Wase wa ngambo Ifiyo kwa vibeja mini Wa mambo jambo Wabete na muaporini Fita na rambo Nanda mjela jela
Zilipendwa
Kidali kombolela
Zilipendwa
Maxi na zembwela
Zilipendwa
Yumane chana fela
Zilipendwa Izo ni zama za kale
Zama za zamani
Sambulo mapepe kale
Kamanda dazi nunda
Zilipendwa
Alumanzira ndumba
Zilipendwa
Simu za dole gumba
Zilipendwa
Johari naka numba
Zilipendwa
Big,
baby, baby, you, this thing is crazy, you. I go insane, you, all around you. Wonder, 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 it's too late to cry, you.
Wonder.
My heart beating fast, you,
wonder.
All around you.
Mama, time, it don't cast, and everywhere I go, now they know me. So misses this, then they call me. All the way from Lagos to Miami, Abu Dhabi, then they feel me. They know say this love to drive me crazy. And I'd do anything for my baby.
Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Why I feel so good every time I hold ya. So good that I got you screaming hallelujah. You don't nobody do you like I do you. Come on, baby, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Make me tell you how me live life. Then I wonder why me breathe the sweet life. Cause they look on me and see me sweet smile. But they don't know, say me come from street fights. So make you know, don't make me feel like you know why me. Tell me where you reside when you're honey. Make you give me green light, make you call me. I'll be there by your If you give me, I go die by down. You know, say I don't stop out. Now I don't be God by that, so you know, go need it all that.
Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. You are sexy and you're fine, baby. Bring your body next to mine, baby. Hold me, bubble, waste no time, baby. I'll make your body feel alright to you, yo. Daku, daku, baby, me, yeah. Telling me color rocky, yeah. What you got to that, yo? Make a bad girl be feeling irate.
Drop it!
Surreal rage, yeah, yeah. I want go to festa, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like King Koja, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ikoro do, yeah, yeah. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you. Baby, anything for you. Dance is so good for you. Oh, baby, oh, for you. Wine, oh, wine, oh, wine, yeah, for you.
You thought this was a game? We just getting started. DJ Big N.
When you're big, you're big, you're big.
I can't deny you. Yeah. Drunk in love, you make me high. Baby.
must to dance with you tonight. God for daddy, don't be shy. You cross my eye and I feel you. Oh my man, you don't demand ya. Feel the vibe, feel the lamba. Feel the music, dance the samba. Let me know what you wanna do, cause my feelings for you is true. Baby girl, you're my baby boo. Spend the rest of my life with you. Don't let me Fatima do. County, county, county do. Tell me where you want to go. Baby girl, I want to know. I saw you the boss my brain box. You the destroy my brain box. I wanna be the one you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you go. For your loving I go catch you come. Oh my little, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go. Love you tender, and you carry go. Like my fire, and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Carry go. If you lamba, oh Diana, cool your temper, oh my sister, my designer. Rihanna, boys don't hammer, no capita.
Roses are red and the sky is blue. At a million, all I want is you. If not lie, lie, make a die, king cool. Make big fish swallow me while I can cook. You can ask for team or you can ask Sade. We'll be taxed better, we'll be about it. Ballin' every day on a Friday. If you ain't talking money, cause she low, got it. All my niggas ballin', all my niggas Pablo. How much you wanna spend, how much you wanna blow? Every day we charge, every day we cry, oh. Now the people call me up, but Femi, I woke. Baby, wine, wine, make your wine go down. Make the boy smile and make the boy no frown. Make the boy happy, make the boy go, ah. Make the boy go, make the boy go mad. Baby, now you. Be my superstar, now me be your goon. Baby, now you. Be my baby, now me be your boo, yeah, yeah. Baby, now you. Be my superstar, now me be your goon. Baby, now you. Be my baby, now me be your boo, yeah, yeah.
I wanna be the one you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you close. For your loving, I go catch you come. All my rich, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go. Love you tender and you carry go.
Carry go.
Like my fire and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Carry go. If you lamba, oh Diana, cool your temper, oh my sister, my designer, oh Rihanna, boys don't hammer, no capita.
Hey, you girl in a tight up skirt. Love up your body, give you champion belt. Things I do, girl, no man can done. Come in on me, love, girl, that time don't come. Boom! I wanna call you my darling. See your beautiful smile in the morning. Hey, sex you good, never boring. Baby, pick up the phone line, I'm calling.
I wanna give you where you carry go. I wanna take you home and drive you closer. For your loving, I go catch you come. Oh my little, please come be my shelter. Hush, Kayana, you go carry go.
Carry go.
Love you tender and you carry go.
Carry go.
Like my fire and you carry go.
You go carry go.
Gucci Prada, you carry go. Carry go. If you lamba, oh Diana, cool your temper, oh my sister, my designer. Oh Rihanna, boys don't hammer, no capinta.
Follow the rhythm with the doctor DJ Shiru coming general. Put it a very
mix.
Follow the rhythm with the singing doctor DJ Shiru number one.
Mad case.
No matter how you stop, boy, you never fall. No matter what they block, you don't move that arm. And no matter how they put to the general. Me not scared of them international. Don't scare me. We are the leaders, so you can only lead away. We can deliver, so you can deliver me. We fear no man. Don't scare me. We are the doctor, you cannot doctor me.
What?
We are the teacher, you can't teach me.
What?
I mean, spin at man.
Let's go.
Double the trouble, come in, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
It's a shiru, come in, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in, double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Never lose focus, you're looking at the future. Rise up with the money, but the alarm of your rooster. And nobody call them, you pray, you can say you a loser. Never be a loser, now you love, you can maneuver. No matter how you stumble, you never fall. No matter what them talk, you don't move that all. And no matter how they put, you
bank. Me not scared of any international.
Yes, I know.
Come on, the trouble, come in the double,
double.
It's a shiro, come in the double, the trouble.
Double trouble.
Come on, the trouble, come in the double, the
trouble.
Double
trouble.
Serious business, we know that real drama. I'm an American nuclear could cause you trauma. For the young and old, older, elder, and your grandma. We working so hard, so we wake up in my pajama.
Let's
no matter
go.
How you stand, boy, you never fall. No matter what they talk, you don't move that hand. And no matter how they put me, the general. I still stand tall, not afraid at all. Don't scare me. Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
It's a shiro, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble. We are the leaders, so you can only love me. We can deliver, so you can deliver me. We fear no one. Don't scare me. We are the doctor, you cannot doctor me.
What?
We are the teacher, you can't teach her. We are one. Ami, spin out fast.
Let's go, let's go.
Shiromatic, more double the trouble. The Yonalan government, we double the trouble. Serious business, we know that fear drama. I'm an American nuclear could cause you trauma. For the young and old, older, elder, and your grandma. We working so hard, so we wake up in my pajama. No matter how you stand, boy, you never fall. No matter what the talk, you don't move that hand. And no matter how the put to the general. I still stand tall, not afraid at all. Don't see me. Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble.
Double trouble.
Double the trouble, come in the double the trouble. Follow the rhythm with the doctor DJ Shiro, come in general.
In a remix.
Follow the rhythm with the doctor DJ Shiro, number one.
My love, you said you will be my God. Oh. Now I'm in your presence to have my own portion. You will carry my love. You said you will be my God, Daddy. Now I'm in your presence to have my own portion. You will carry. About me at all. I keep looking to the head.
And that was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoyed the music from Nightline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospect in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Juna, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Juna.
Good evening, Africa. The third of the major elections in Africa in August was held last week. As you may recall, the first was in Rwanda, then in Kenya, and now in Angola. From all accounts, the elections in Angola were conducted peacefully, and furthermore, it was considered being done fairly and equitably. Although we should recall that one of the parties, UNITA, complained that the figures were tampered with since its own record of the elections differed from that of the Electoral Commission. What it did not say, as it was done in Kenya, was that it had won the elections. It's also, as expected, that the ruling party, MPLA, won the elections. And under those conditions, the next president will be elected by a parliament dominated by the MPLA. So the era of Santos will come to an end after 38 years, although one must say that it is doubtful there would be any major changes. President Dos Santos himself will remain as the leader of the MPLA, and the economic influence of his family will remain strong. What was not expected was the performance of UNITA in the elections. The election results showed that UNITA performed very well, and one wonders what could have happened. It is because of the unpopularity of the MPLA, because we may recall that at the death of Savimbi, the leader and founder of UNITA, UNITA was at a low ebb. You should also recall that Savimbi played a very difficult, some will say dangerous role in Angola during the time of intense Cold War. He aligned himself with the apartheid regime in South Africa and was patronized to some extent by the conservative forces in the West. For example, many Africans were alarmed when former President Reagan of the United States invited Savimbi to the Oval Office at the time he was shunning many of the African leaders. And Savimbi and UNITA compromised themselves after the agreement was signed, and he was in Angola, and he was in Luanda, the capital, and then broke away and resumed fighting. It was at that point many believed, particularly after his death, that UNITA was at an end. But following his death, there was a breakaway from UNITA, and that breakaway is now called the reformed UNITA and participated in the last result. UNITA continued. And if you combine the votes of these two, old UNITA and reformed UNITA, it was really remarkable what an achievement they have made. So we have to see that at times those who are rebel movements could see that there could be a life after that ended the rebellion, although one can say only UNITA has performed so well after the rebellion has come to an end. I thank you.
That was Woman's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Juna, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of The Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we are on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, managing editor Shaka Saleh, reporter Kwame Ofori, producer Odette Frazier, and our engineer for today, Tiang Wang, we say thanks for joining us. I remember, as the elders say, when even though chickens don't wash, their eggs are still white. I'm your host, Peter Clotte in Washington. Good evening, Africa.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
ISIS has lost about 78% of the territory it once held in Iraq, and its Iraqi capital of Mosul will be liberated on July 10th. Now its false Syrian caliphate Raqqa is being liberated. Already about 58% of the city has been cleared. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk, explained at a recent press conference.
About 6 months ago, ISIS was planning major attacks in Raqqa. They were planning major attacks against the United States, against our partners, and they were doing it in Raqqa using the infrastructure of a major city. Today in Raqqa, ISIS is fighting for every last block and trying to defend blocks that they are about to lose. They are fighting for their own survival. It's a fundamentally transformed situation.
The campaign to seize Raqqa began on June 6th, but it was made possible by an operation that came a few months before. In Syria, when it comes to the campaign against ISIS, we are working primarily with the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's a force of about 50,000. It's about half Arab, half Kurd. They also have never lost a battle, said Special Envoy McGurk. In March, local commanders, seeing an opportunity to surprise the terrorists in Tabqa, dropped behind enemy lines with assistance from the Counter-ISIS Coalition and seized the town, its dam, and airfield. This was very important to close the noose on ISIS, because ISIS was using this area to get personnel and equipment in and out of Raqqa, said Special Envoy McGurk. We saw a lot of ISIS fighters trying to flee, and their defenses in Raqqa began to degrade a little bit. So it was a really critical operation, and it was done because authorities been delegated down to seize opportunities like that. It was a really important moment in this overall campaign. It's ongoing. This will take time, said Special Envoy McGurk. This will be a very difficult battle. And just like Mosul, Raqqa will be liberated.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.